Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Just took a heavy sigh. I'm going to ask you guys to bear with me. I am going to do my best to get through this segment. When it comes to something of this nature, I do better with writing my words down to convey my feelings. And that's why I've written something special today. To all my fellow pet owners who have lost furry friends, this is your warning to protect your heart and your peace. Leroy Brown, our beloved pup of 17 years, has crossed the Rainbow Bridge. Bart and I adopted Leroy as a puppy from Second Chance Pet Adoptions while we were living in Raleigh, North Carolina. We've had a lot of peaks and valleys the past 17 years, and Leroy's been there for all of them. Even as his muzzle grayed and he became our old man, which is what we affectionately called him, he always kept that sweet puppy face. 2 years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer. At 15 years old, we opted to forego treatment as it just seemed cruel to put him through all of that. And for 2 years with no treatment, he survived and he also thrived. But in the past 2 months, we've seen a steady decline. Daily accidents in the house, trouble walking, trouble standing, his quality of life had diminished greatly. I knew it was time, but it wasn't my call. You see, Bart is the best doggy daddy there is. There's a reason Leroy gave us 2 more years after his cancer diagnosis. And it's because of the attention and care Bart gave him. From his diet, to his meds, to vet visits. For years, Bart carried Leroy up and down the stairs every day so he could go to bed at night with us in our room with his brothers. That man loved him deeply. And only he could decide when it was time. So last Saturday night, Bart looked at me, and I knew he was ready to make the call. It was time for us to put Leroy out of his pain. I got online and scheduled the in-home vet visit. And you try to remind yourself over and over again that you're being merciful and that this is selfless and not selfish, but the guilt just still eats away at you. Bart carried Leroy up the stairs and laid him in the bed between us. I listened as Bart silently sobbed. He and I both knew that was the last time he'd get to carry Leroy to bed. So we both cried and loved on him for one last night. The next day, time practically stood still, the clock just looming because the vet was to arrive at 1 p.m. Leroy's favorite spot was in his bed in the sunroom so he could look out at the neighborhood. So I made a cup of coffee and I sat in the sunroom with him until the vet arrived. Of course, the old man met her at the door, though he struggled to get there and to stay standing. It was time to say our final goodbyes. And I made sure Jimmy got to say his goodbye. I thought I'd done enough reading online about how to handle this type of situation with young kids, how to relay what was happening. But in true KK fashion, I botched it. That's another story for another time. But rest assured, Jimmy did get to say goodbye to his buddy Leroy. We have the sweetest neighbors who let Jimmy come over and stay with them while the vet administered Leroy's final dose of medicine. Bart held Leroy for a while as he came to terms with what was happening. The vet was so kind and patient and reassuring that we were doing the right thing. There were several moments when I thought maybe we don't have to do this, but that would have been selfish. Bart carried Leroy to his bed in the sunroom and laid next to him while I sat there on the floor and held his paw. Both Boone and Willie were in the sunroom with us. I just kept saying sorry over and over and over again. I won't forget the sweet kisses he gave me on my arm. It was like he was saying, "It's okay, Mom. I forgive you." Bart and I watched our sweet boy drift away. He was gone. The vet asked if she could get the stretcher to transport Leroy to her car, and Bart refused. He was going to carry Leroy one last time. Before he wrapped him in his sheet He grabs some hair off of Willie and some hair off of Boone because he wanted his brothers to go with him. And then Bart carried Leroy out of our house forever. I stood at the door and watched my husband carry Leroy all the way down our driveway to where the vet had parked her car on the street. He stood there and cradled him, gave him a kiss, and he said his goodbye. The rest of the day, we were numb. At bedtime, I soothed Jimmy's tears. He finally understood that Leroy went to live with Parker and Pat, and he wouldn't be coming back home to us. To anyone who has loved and lost a pet and had to make that impossible decision, I am so sorry. Pets are pure, unconditional love, and that's why it hurts so bad. To our sweet old man who gave us 17 precious years, you're going to be missed. Tell Parker and Pap we said hey.
The Burt Show.
So we got Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I don't know.
We got it.
I've been waiting for this.
I was chuckling about this, just thinking about it randomly yesterday. So Abby got the honor from Jezebel Magazine, local Atlanta magazine. It's been around forever, to what we thought was be in the most eligible Atlantans
issue.
Yeah, right. So she shows up. Well, you take it from here.
So a couple weeks ago, I got this email that said I had been nominated and submitted to be a part of the most eligible Atlantans issue. It's the 20 most eligible people in Atlanta. And I was like, oh, I'm so flattered. I don't know who submitted me. I don't know how they even found me. But you know what? I'm not going to ask questions. I'm just going to show up and look good and get put in this magazine.
What makes somebody the most eligible?
You have to be hot, Bert.
Okay.
So not only am I hot, but I have a job.
Yes, hot a job.
I'm hot and employed.
Okay, I got you.
I don't know. I wouldn't know because I didn't submit my application, so I'm not really sure what the criteria was.
Somebody submitted for you?
Somebody submitted me. I don't know who.
That has Cassie written all over.
Yeah,
that.
I was thinking so too. Yeah, we'll probably ask Cassie. Yeah, we'll have to ask her. But anyway, I got submitted for this and they slid into my email and I said, sure, I'll show up. They gave me the date of the photo shoot, but they did use some specific language that I didn't take too seriously because the language in the email said, you're being considered for the top 20 most eligible Atlantans issue. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Well, I wonder how many people are applying for this. And so then when they sent out the photo shoot list, it was only 20 people. So I was like, oh, I guess we made the cut. Like, I guess this is us.
Plus, I think it would be, I would feel some kind of way if you go through all the work of hiring hair and makeup and finding an outfit and going and doing the photo shoot, and then they don't put you in the magazine. It reminds me of when we went to the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame and you didn't get in.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it would be really crappy of them to make you do all that work and then be like, we decided you didn't make the cut.
All right, hold on a second because my ego has to inject here for a second. I ended up getting in.
You did. Eventually. But I mean, to be fair, it's not unheard of that people do that. And so maybe it's like a next year thing, you know, like you have to apply a couple of times before they let you in. So
it's one of those things where, you know, if you invite 100 people to the party, you only expect 50 to show up.
Maybe. I don't know.
No.
Hey, it's looking like it.
So that was some of the language that started to make a little bit more sense when I showed up for the photo shoot on Monday. And I arrived right on time. I expected things to run late. Wasn't a big deal. But the girl in front of me was getting photographed for like 30 minutes. And so I was like, oh, like this is great. They must just really want to make sure they get everyone in different locations in this fancy IKEA. And they want all the different lighting. Like, I'm not complaining about that. But then when I was up to bat, they took like 4 photos of me and they're like, okay, see ya.
And you visually saw them taking like way more pictures of other people.
Yes, because I was sitting around for a while, which is fine. I had nothing else to do except for to go to the AT&T store and they're moving her around the showroom. And then I get put in front of the fireplace for 2 minutes and then they're like, bye. And so then I'm like, well, maybe that one ran long and they've got to like rush me out because the next person is coming. So I'm like waiting around for the next people. No one's showing up. They're just making
small talk with me. They're like, okay, you leaving? I'm like, no.
That's like when you get the first comfort seat and you got to watch how they treat everybody in first class better than you.
Yeah. Abby, I'm just curious, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself against the girl that was before you that was taking so many pictures and you got 4?
That's not nice, Tommy. I'm not going to compare myself to
her. They needed more angles for her because you got more than her.
No, I'm just wondering, do you think was a lot better looking, more attractive,
no,
or what?
I feel like we're like the same cuteness. Like, I wasn't like... I thought we were both the same attractiveness. Right. So I was like, oh, we're here for the same event. Yep. Like, it was that kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. We were both dressed similarly, similar age range.
But give her a score on a scale of 10.
Magazine. Anyway.
Go ahead.
So, back to my story, because this is my segment. They took 4 photos of me. I thought they were rushing me out. They were in clearly no hurry, because the next person didn't show up until after I had left. And so, I'm just kind of
like... there's nobody right behind
you. There's nobody right behind me. Because I'm like, maybe they took 4 photos because they're in a rush. They got to, like, make up for time. Because, I don't know, maybe, like, those photos just didn't turn out well because the lighting wasn't right. Who knows why they photographed the other girl for, like, 25 minutes instead of me?
So, it's not like golf, where you're running up to the next pairing that is on the tee and you feel like you're all rushed to get through it. There's nobody behind you. It could have taken forever.
The photographer is just like hanging out with me. She's like, so what do you do for... That's how we found out that she used to work here, because we're making small talk. And I'm like, so all this time we're chatting, like, we could have done several more poses throughout this fancy IKEA. But alas, you know, they maybe just don't want me in this magazine. And then I started thinking back to the language used in the email, and I'm like, maybe I really was just being considered and I didn't actually make it in this year.
Like a pity photo shoot.
Oh my God. Felt like a pity photo shoot. And
it feels, I don't want to use the word inappropriate, but it feels awfully strange to invite all of you guys and then you take the pictures and then they decide.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you didn't stand up. Like, maybe I was the 4, you know, out of the group of 10s. I just didn't stand up.
How would they know until they take the pictures?
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. So then you feel stupid, because I spent probably 2.5 hours in hair and makeup just for the 4 pics. And and then I just had to go sit in the AT&T store with a full beat, just like, feeling like an absolute clown.
No wonder that girl thought you were trying to steal her boyfriend. It's because you look like you just stepped off the cover of a magazine.
That was after that. I looked like this when I I looked busted when that girl saw me. I don't know what her problem was. She was like, who is this 3 stealing my boyfriend? So anyway, the reason why we're here is I have an update, because after that segment aired, the same day I got 2 emails from Jezebel Magazine that I haven't opened yet, because I'm really nervous. Oh, wow. I'm worried I got in trouble. Like, I'm worried I wasn't supposed to say anything, even though they didn't specify that it was a secret. Like, I was like, should I not have said anything?
That'll happen.
And so I'm a little... happened before and it'll happen again.
Time to time.
I'm a little worried I'm going to get yelled at. So I got an email from somebody that all I can see, it says that they're the market president of Jezebel.
You've sat on this thing for over 24 hours?
48 hours.
Good on you, man. Wow.
So I haven't opened it yet. And so I figured we could all read it together. So
if nothing else, you'll be in the 20 most disciplined magazine.
20 most anxious, because I'm scared of emails. You know, my body can't tell the difference between running from a tiger and opening up an email.
Okay, what's the subject line again?
Save that. Questions about... Yeah. No, I'm so embarrassed. Can someone else read it for me?
No, hell no.
It says, questions about Jezebel's most eligible question mark.
Now it's a question mark.
Question mark.
Now it's a question
mark. You guys, I can't do this.
Oh my God.
I can't do this. Oh my God, I'm going to throw up. Okay. Mo, you want to read it?
No, you are reading it, Abby. You are strong.
You got this?
Oh, okay. No, it's not that bad. This is funny now. Okay, so, hey, Abby. it's blank market president of Jezebel here. I heard you had some questions about Jezebel's most eligible. I actually nominated you, and I've been with the magazine for 22 years, so I'm happy to answer any questions
you
might have.
She nominated you.
That's so nice. So now I better get in the magazine. How embarrassing to be.
You're totally getting in, but it still doesn't explain why you only get 4 photos.
It really doesn't. We can call Sarah. Sarah's the one that took the photos.
Do you have her number?
Yeah, we follow each other on Instagram, but it might be more interesting coming from you because you guys have more of a history. She just saw me for 5 minutes and then kicked me out.
She's going to be a bridesmaid in Abby's wedding whenever it happens.
let me see if I still have her number. Yeah, she used to work. Super cool.
I do have a second email. Let's pull up the second email. This is from the person I got the original emails from about like the scheduling and stuff. This one said photo shoot follow up.
You know what? I don't know if I would so much call it a photo shoot as just
Photoshop.
My photo shoot.
Singular.
I really feel like a shoot per se.
All right. I will reach out to her after the show. We can have her on, or somebody sent me a whole bunch of contact numbers over at Jezebel that I've had before. So I'll just call today and I'll get them on tomorrow.
Okay.
And we'll find it.
Do you want me to read the second email?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Photoshop follow up. Hi, all. Thank you so much for your promptness and energy at our photo shoot on Monday. It's so lovely to meet you all in person. This issue of Jezebel will launch on July 16th. If you have any questions beforehand, please feel free to reach out.
There you go. And you only have one question. Am I in it?
So now we can put the countdown on.
The Burt Show.
All right. So you guys, Kristen, assigned yourselves a little to help me out a little bit. Throw me a bone here.
Yes, a bone of hobbies. So you have come on here and lamented that you need a hobby. Like your body, like even though you don't feel stressed, when you're taking all these tests, your body is very stressed. And you've had numerous doctors and therapists tell you, dude, you need a hobby.
You gotta chill out somehow, some way. You gotta figure out just a hobby and just chill out in your downtime.
But a hobby that's not performance based, hobby that doesn't like, you don't have to get some kind of like cross the finish line first, or it's not a win or lose thing. It's literally just something to like relieve tension and for calming, right?
I don't have any idea what that is. I have told these guys before, like you said, I've never had a hobby, never had anything that wasn't either voted on or someone had an opinion about, something that I just did, this is a crazy word, for fun? Just for fun?
For funsies.
For funsies?
Mm-hmm.
Now, does a hobby have to be a solo thing or can it be with somebody as well?
No, I think hobbies can be with
okay,
people.
Sure.
However, the ones I chose for you, all solo. I'm making you hang out with yourself.
Whoa.
All right.
Look at the panic. Ian and I don't even get along very well.
I'm aware, which is why I want you two to get reacquainted, okay?
I did have one dude hit me up yesterday and said that his, you know what his hobby is? He bought a boat for himself on Lake Lanier, and it's one of those where it has a sleeper in it and everything, and he goes out there and goes on his boat and just chills out with everybody there at Lake Lanier. There's a little bar or something out there also for the weekend. And the boat is too big to take out, so he doesn't even take it out. He just sits on the boat and hangs out.
Oh, well, that would be perfect for you since you can't.
Right. Because I can't dock and take a boat out of a slip.
Got your name all over it.
And I'm like, okay, that sounds kind of nice.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but it sounds expensive.
Yeah, that's being a boat, boats are not cheap.
Right.
And so I asked Abby and I asked Mo to come in with 3 hobbies for you that they think would be good. And so I also did the same. So here are my 3 potential hobbies for you.
Okay.
All right.
I'm trying to be open-minded here.
Please be open-minded. Knitting.
No way.
Okay, listen.
I'm not gonna
listen, Linda, listen. There are some big name celebrities that have gotten into knitting. Ryan Gosling, Russell Crowe, David Arquette, athletes like Tom Daley. He was always videotaped at the Olympics knitting. Additionally, historical figures like George Washington and Cary Grant were known to knit. Listen.
Just another thing me and George Washington would have in common.
Knitting can be calming and a creative outlet, reducing stress and anxiety while fostering mindfulness and improving fine motor skills.
all things you need.
I could see myself taking the knitting needle and sticking it right in my throat.
Okay, anyway.
Okay, so that's not going
to
happen.
But there's these cute little, like, if you go to Target, there's this thing called the Wobbles, and they're like these little knitting kits or whatever. The little girls in my neighborhood love them. And maybe you can just try a Wobble kit and see how you like it.
Wobble, baby, Wobble, baby.
I think some of the hobby has to at least appeal to something within me. Knitting, okay. Nothing. Zero. But wobbling, nothing.
How do you know if you don't try?
You're right. Okay. I could try, but I'd say, I would be reluctant on
okay,
that one.
All right, fine. I got two more for you. Ready?
Okay.
Bird watching.
Come on, man.
Now listen. Get you some bird feeders, some hummingbird feeders. Put them in your backyard and enjoy your new backyard friends.
All three at the same time. You can knit, wobble, and bird watch.
I can't think of anything more boring in my life. It won't sustain me.
It won't sustain me at all. All right, last one.
I laugh at the people on vacation that have that kind of appreciation for nature.
All right, last one.
All right.
Learn a foreign language.
Okay.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Now listen.
Okay.
Pick a country that you want to go visit.
Yes.
And whatever that country's language is, you learn it.
The amount of countries that I have gone in Central and South America and in Europe that speak Spanish, it is ridiculous that I don't know the language. Ridiculous.
Hop on that Duolingo, baby.
That one... definitely, I could get behind because I love traveling. Yes. I love different cultures. That one I could get behind.
I saved the best for last.
Okay.
That was a good
way
one.
Better than wobbling.
It's not wobbling, it's knitting.
All right, my first one, I thought of this because we've done it before and you seem to enjoy it. And I think your career lends to you actually having a hand in being good at it, improv comedy.
Oh.
But isn't that performative? So
it's not really results, though. When you think about it, I mean, because you really don't know what you're getting out of it. You don't know what's going to happen. You're just kind of going up there and letting it fly.
I'm not poo-pooing it. It just feels like I'm still performing for somebody else.
He's getting validation from the crowd.
I'm getting validation, I see what you're saying. Right?
Okay, that's a good one.
And I think that's the thing that they don't want me to do, the doctors.
Okay.
They're like, stop seeking for validation.
Yeah.
What about forest bathing? Which I have learned from Mother Nature, which is it's a Japanese concept where you literally just go into the forest and just be one with nature.
So you just go for like a walk or something?
Yeah, it's like nature walk. You do whatever you want to do. You just got to be you and nature, just in nature.
No electronics. You're just walking. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds boring enough to work.
Yeah.
Just go in your backyard.
Do you guys like hiking?
I don't not like hiking.
I mean, it depends on how hard the hike is.
Right?
Yeah.
I like
I'm not opposed to it, but bugs.
I do like being in nature, and nature gives me something, so I get bored after about 6 minutes. But maybe that's what I need.
The last one I got for you, somebody gave me this idea because of your love for dogs, and I never really thought of anyone doing this, but dog agility training.
Franny.
No.
My English bulldog. She's very agile, jumping off the couch
you
and
can
then
get
back
her to
on
do it.
There is something there with dogs, though. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know about the agility training thing, but there could be something there with fostering dogs hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Like with canine assistance and you were helping to train and to teach their dogs.
Okay.
I don't know how good you'd be as a teacher.
Or maybe
performance based.
Yeah. Or maybe you could just volunteer at like a shelter if you don't want to foster something.
The fostering thing has always sort of been in the back of my head, but I think I would get so attached to the dogs that it would feel really, really tough giving it back
that
up.
That would be tough.
But I have thought of that. Okay. Yep. All right. We got something to work with
that's
here,
my
people.
Three.
Okay. Right. Well, I have one that's similar to Mo's, so I'll bounce off of that. But not improv classes, but acting classes might be interesting. And hear me out. I feel like this is a little bit different than improv because you're learning to sit with your emotions. And I feel like acting classes would give you a good space to use both the creativity that comes naturally to you and also something that comes unnaturally to you and kind of diving into those emotions, kind of learning how to like... channel your emotions through a hobby.
I told these guys earlier when we first came in, I'm seeing a new therapist, and what we're really working on is what I have thought my superpower is all these years, and that's compartmentalizing things. So I can do my job, I can do this, and I've gotten so good at it that there's kind of like this chain link fence around my heart, and I'm not feeling things. So she's making me sit there, and she's asking me questions with my eyes closed and then asking me where I'm feeling it in my body. So I have to stay with the emotions.
Oof.
It's been hard, very, very, very difficult, and we did it for 60 seconds.
The other thing I thought would be good for you is pottery, because I know you love your lady Amanda, and this is something that's real sexy. Pottery is a very sexy hobby. You could do it together. You can do it on your own. It reminds me of that scene from Ghost with Patrick Swayze.
Swayze.
So I figured that's like a hobby you can do with your lady. It'll be a good time. And also kayaking and paddle boarding, because you can do it anywhere, both here in Georgia or when you travel.
I do like that idea, the kayaking, because I do like being in nature, but I also have to be moving faster than just a walk through nature.
So each one of us gave you something.
Yeah, each one
that was like resonated a little bit.
What was the one that you gave me that was like in the
Learn a foreign language.
Learn a foreign language.
Something with dogs.
Something with dogs.
Kayaking.
And kayaking. All right, between the three of those, they are intriguing. So, I'm not against it.
You're so uninterested.
I know every single one.
Well, it feels like it's just so foreign to me to have a hobby and do something just for me that I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around any of it, but it's an absolute necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You should go out this weekend and Instagram it, and you should go kayaking, and while you're in the kayak, you should knit and have a dog with you.
Well, the Instagram part is the part that's absolutely I'm not allowed to be part of at all. Because, again, you're getting validation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you guys have given me enough to chew on that these are legit. I appreciate it.
Do we think he's going to do any of them?
No, I will.
Not until he gets to the nursing home.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I will not let the one, and there's always one, during my AMAs on Instagram, ruin the entire process for me. So if you're not on Instagram, good for you. But if you're not on Instagram, an AMA is an Ask Me Anything. So once every 2 or 3 weeks, I do these and I say, hey, shoot anything you guys want at me. I will answer most of them. And I really like doing it, actually. And some of the questions are really good. Like one I got yesterday, looking back, if I could do something differently for each one of my sons, what would the life lessons be? I thought that was really, really great.
Yeah, your idea of a good time and my idea of a good time, very different.
I really have a great time doing it, but there's always one or two each and every time I do it. And I'm trying to tell myself, don't let the one or two annoying people stop you from doing this, because I'm having such a good time doing it.
The negative Nellies.
The negative Nellies. Kristen knows exactly where I'm going with this because she was part of it yesterday. What? But no, she was not the annoying one.
Listen, I am not an AMA fan, right? I've never done it. I'm not going to do it. I don't like the idea of getting anonymous questions. Either you're going to like face me and ask me a question or not, right? And we obviously share a lot on this show to begin with. And I'm like, I got nothing left in the chamber. Sorry, not sorry. But this fool, during his AMAs, he's over here tagging us. So we are inadvertently being dragged into his AMA.
Oh my gosh.
I'll be like just scrolling through minding my business. And then all of a sudden I'm getting roasted and burnt. Right. 100,000 people are looking at this.
Such BS. I don't have to tag you guys for you to be reading that. You specifically, Abby. No. I see that you look through my stories. So it doesn't matter if I tag
it. I'm getting called out. I specifically want to be asked to be removed from this narrative. Please and thank you. I'm sorry, blocking you.
All right, so here's the setup on this one, just so you have some context. I told these guys that I have been asked to be inducted into the Georgia Friends of Radio Hall of Fame. And what that is people that have been doing radio for a very long time and doing it fairly well and have a legacy here in Atlanta. This one particular organization helps put bridges the gap between veterans of radio and people that are new to radio and mentoring them, stuff like that. So we're friends of people that are trying to get in radio, young people. I'm getting into the Hall of Fame. And they said, look, you have 4 minutes to give a speech. And if you want, you can bring somebody in to do a 2-minute introduction. I'm like, okay, Perfect. I'll have Blake do it, because Blake, who was on the show as a intern, then a producer, and then he left us for to do TV, and he's worked his way up in TV, and now he's hosting, and he's a news anchor in Milwaukee and doing so great. I'm so proud of this guy. And we talk all the time, so I asked him to do it. It falls in line exactly of what this organization is all about, right? So I asked Blake, and that's where it all starts, on my AMA. Kristen seemed caught off guard when you asked Blake to introduce you. Anyone else notice? So I immediately write back, because I didn't notice any. I didn't notice it at all. I was looking right at you. In fact, you seemed enthusiastic.
I was enthusiastic. Okay.
I think you're trying to. This is what I wrote. I think you're trying to stir up poop that doesn't exist. Kind of ridiculous, actually. It's an award that honors those that help young broadcasters in radio, which is exactly what I did for Blake, which makes it the perfect fit. She's not the kind of person that would be petty like that. In fact, she is just the opposite. That's what I wrote. Okay? She wasn't done. I know, that was the first person. Then somebody else joins the AMA, and she says, I noticed, and it was my thoughts also. So I write back to her. I think you were hearing what you think would have been your reaction. Mm. She writes back, yeah, probably that's it. Funny you say she's not petty, but she doesn't hold back when it comes to saying things about you. Look, I've been a listener for decades now, and it just seems like you like her way more than she likes you. But maybe,
I mean, we can all see that.
Yeah, I think that goes for 99% of the people in my life. So that might be accurate. I don't know. But maybe off radio, you get along a lot better. So I write back and I say, she and Bart are two of my closest friends. We're spending July 4th together. Your reality ain't reality, but you probably know us better than I do from listening to the radio. So we're not done. She wasn't done.
Don't you love when they triple down?
Yep. She says, if you say so.
Whatever you say, bro.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm literally telling you my truth, but you're choosing
She's
not
basically
to.
Basically going, if you say so, if you think you know your situation better than I do, then whatever you say must go. All right. If you say so, but I've been right before on your past cast relationships, and I've been right happens sometimes from listening, you know.
I don't know.
It didn't make a whole bunch of cast relationships, and I've been right sometimes from listening, you know, LOL, but hope all is good between y'all. And I just wrote, stubborn. And then Kristen joins the chat.
Because you tagged me in it. How can I not?
Yeah, and I mean, you said it perfectly. Yep. She definitely knows us better than we know each other. What I've learned about this type of opinion and refusal to believe you when you explain your truth is it's a projection of their own life experiences. So I take no offense. I used to, but now I realize it ain't about us. We have our reality. She has her reality about us. Fun fact, I like ours better. I mean,
all you can do.
It really is all you can do. Uh-huh.
I really do think, like, it hit me on a couple of different levels in just that I do think that we are just living in a world now, too, where you cannot budge somebody from their own narrative. Even if you're talking to the person that is part of your narrative and they are telling you your narrative is not what's happening, they are so focused on being right, they can't absorb that they are less credible in this situation. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
I just feel like you're going to find whatever you're looking for. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something positive, you'll find it. You're looking for something negative, you'll find it. And then once you stick to it, no one's going to be able to knock you off it.
And I didn't believe her statement that she's like, I hope everything is good between you two. Man, nah, you hoping there's something bad.
The Burt Show.
It's on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
I'm going to give a content warning for some sensitive subjects that are going to come up because we're talking about celebrity chef Anne Burrell, who recently passed away. She was found unresponsive in the shower of her Brooklyn home about 10 days ago.
She was young.
She was 55 years old. We hadn't had any prior knowledge of any health issues, so I think this just really blindsided a lot of people, because she also has a new season of a show on Food Network coming out that will air, even though she has passed. Like, that is how out of nowhere this is coming. So her husband had found her. He discovered her early that morning and called 911. And now, of course, her cause of death is being investigated. So, of course, the toxicology report has not come out, but what they found in the investigation was pretty serious. They had found dozens of pills scattered nearby, which is leading to them to believe that this could be a possible drug overdose. Obviously, unconfirmed, toxicology report still hasn't come out. Remember, when we were talking about, what was it, Gene Hackman and his wife? Mm-hmm. It was kind of a similar situation where the wife was found in the bathroom. Pills were scattered everywhere. So it really could have been something where she was holding the pills or whatever, and then they just happened to scatter. But as of right now, we don't have any confirmed answers. But this is the update on what is going on with that investigation and her really tragic passing. It's awful. On a much lighter note, Jeff Bezos and his fiance, Lauren Sanchez, they have landed in Venice alongside a bunch of other A-listers.
Okay, can we please, please, please talk about the invitation? Because I went down a wormhole yesterday. This is a billionaire, right? A billionaire getting married. And that invitation is a POS.
What did it look like?
All right, look it up.
Dude, it looks like somebody took word art and like just threw like a gondola on, like a gondola on there and some feathers. It is. So I think they're. This is my conspiracy theory. Do you want to hear my Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez invitation conspiracy theory? All right, so you know how Venice was cracking down on Bezos and his fiance and about how, like, you're draining our resources and we don't want this wedding and get out of here, blah, 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 whatever. And then it gets leaked that they're donating all this money, or they're not donating. They're asking their guests in lieu of gifts, please donate to these causes in Venice, right? Well, they have that on the invitation. So the invitation, quote unquote, gets leaked to prove that that wasn't them responding to the backlash, that they had already asked for this when they sent the invitation out months ago, and that they were always planning on giving back to the Venice community, and that that was just not their knee-jerk, oh, we're getting some backlash, let's go ahead and just say, hey, we'll do this instead. No, they're like, no, we already asked our guest months ago to do this. So the invitation gets leaked. I feel like somebody literally whipped that puppy up and posted it online to make it look like they were looking out for Venice for the long game. But in actuality, they did not, because that invitation is so bad.
It's so bad. Like, this is
it's horrible.
It's right.
It's really bad.
It's Canva cover art.
Yeah, it's a seventh grader could put this together.
It's not even Canva worthy. It's Microsoft Word art.
Canva would do better,
right?
Honestly, yeah. I should have put more respect on Canva's name. But if you've ever been invited to any wedding that's like six figures or upwards, you know, anytime you get sent an invitation, there's something called an invitation suite, and there's like a ribbon around it, and there's like 14 different envelopes and little cards where you have to submit whether you want chicken or salmon.
You open the box and butterflies fly out of it.
Yes, this is their last minute PR move that I'm sure Jeff Bezos' interns came up with.
It's so bad.
But despite the random invitation, there is a long list of people that have showed up that are all A-listers.
Before you go into that, and it's so funny how I'm more interested in this wedding than I was the royal wedding. oh, my God. Do you know what the estimated cost is for this wedding?
$2 million.
$2 million, you say. Mo?
$5
million. $5 million for their wedding. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. What do you got?
$5 million, $1.
$5 million, $1.
I would like to retract my statement, because I believe Kim Kardashian's wedding was $10 million. And I have a hard time believing it's going to be any less money than Kim Kardashian's wedding.
Okay.
I'm going to go $50
million.
$50 million. He's a billionaire.
True. No, I get it.
True.
You're going to stay with your original?
$5 million.
Okay. Estimated between $46.5 million to $55.6 million.
Look who was right in the middle, baby!
What? That's insane. But
I want to know the breakdown. Like, what are they spending it on?
It ain't that invitation.
Let's see.
No, right. So you say $55. That's the invitation.
That's the invitation.
The event will feature multiple venues, including Oh, take that down. We're not done yet. The Aman Venice and the Gritty Palace Hotels, as well as the Teatro Verde, blah, 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 blah. Wedding will include expenses for private jets, water taxis, entertainment, food, and other luxurious details.
So they're flying all their guests in. They are putting all their guests up. I'm assuming if you're a guest at this wedding, you're not coming out of pocket for anything.
Yeah, that's okay. So who are we looking at? Or were you going to save that for the next one? So,
we can keep talking about it, or we can wait to the next one. If you want to hear about Jeff Bezos's A-lister guest list, it's coming up on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.